If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about rumors. Gemma, you spread a rumor that your best friend was a devil worshipper. Why did you do that?
It was honestly just a boring Wednesday.
Right. Where are you from?
From Carlow.
Oh, God, yeah. So that there's a lot of boring Wednesdays.
There's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
So it was, to be honest, something that I'd heard a rumour.
Ah, okay.
So it was a bit of a Chinese whisper scenario.
What had you heard?
I'd heard that she enjoyed going to mass.
Right. This is your friend, what's her name again?
Louise.
You heard that she enjoys going to mass, which is a pretty harmless rumour, I guess. You know. Assuming she does go to mass.
Well, she doesn't. She's an atheist.
Oh, okay. Then that is a weird one.
Yeah.
So how did you get from that to, no, I'm going to switch this up and say she's a devil worshipper?
Well, I just wanted to kind of have a bit of fun.
Yeah, judge things up. And that, in fairness, is a much more interesting rumour to spread than someone likes going to mass. Yeah, okay.
And I was a supporter of Man United, so, you know, the Red Devils was in my head and I was wearing the jersey at the time and that's where I put two and two together and got seven.
So. Yeah, a bit of a Kaiser Soze type thing. Okay, so is Louise, it says here, your best friend. Why did you not think like, oh, Louise won't be happy with this?
Well, I'll be honest with you. When we were seven, Louise overfed my hamster when I went away on holiday.
Oh, no.
And Timmy died.
Timmy died. Oh. And you never forgave her, really?
No, and I think at that point, the devil actually might have gotten into her.
Right. And you were genuinely thought maybe it wasn't an accident.
Maybe the devil.
The devil.
Well, the only way I could explain it.
Got into her and
Why
made her overfeed it.
Yeah.
How much did she overfeed her? Like, was it a lot?
2 kilos.
2 kilos. Of what would that be now? That seems like an awful lot for a hamster to eat.
Of petrol.
Petrol. Well, yeah, I mean, there's no way she thought that that was a healthy thing to do with the hamster. So it sounds like the devil.
I'm sorry, I don't want to get emotional about it. But
no, it's okay.
It's just that he was on a diet of diesel.
Yeah.
And she knew that.
Okay.
So to go in with petrol from the get-go.
Yeah.
Which is,
it's no different.
It's something only the devil. I don't even know if the devil himself would do it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Did Louise hear back about the rumours?
It got back to her.
Okay, and where are things now between you and her?
Not great, right. I would say.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was one thing, people talking, saying she went to mass because, you know, her father was a priest and it wasn't something she really wanted spread because she very much had nothing to do with the church anymore.
Right.
So then to hear she's a devil worshipper, it just wasn't ideal for her.
Yeah, well, at least it's the opposite direction, though. You know, if you're gonna be going away from the Catholic Church because your father was a priest.
Her father was a priest.
Right. Okay. So you can see how that could be problematic. All right, from the get go.
Yeah.
If your dad's a priest, well, look. Let's bring on Louise. Louise, how did this rumor affect your life in Carlow?
It was positive at first.
Really? Why?
Well, I got the ride a lot more because just it's very, it's guys,
it's
guys,
sexy.
Guys, it's sexy,
yeah,
it's sexy,
yeah.
You know, it's dangerous, it's all. But negatively since though, because I've had seven children since she started the rumor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So
only two pregnancies, just.
Oh,
children,
three and a four.
Three and four. That's
yeah. Right. So pluses and minuses, a lot more sex, which you obviously welcomed. But then now you've had a load of kids. I mean, that's a lot of kids to suddenly
it
have.
It is, to be feeding petrol to.
Yeah.
I do not feed my children petrol. I only feed hamsters petrol.
Yeah.
When you knew it should have been diesel.
Well, you did. You left out instructions, and I can't read your handwriting. Okay.
You see, you knew there was some kind of fuel.
I knew there was something. She mentioned something, and I thought it might. I didn't know exactly.
I'll tell you what it was. Petrol was cheaper at the time.
Right.
Than diesel, and you were trying to just get away with it.
So the real rumor here is that Louise is She's tight with her money.
Yeah.
Which
a devil worshipper would be.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. Louise, you have never worshipped Satan, have you?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say never.
Okay.
I wouldn't say never, and I don't know if I'd say worship. I've certainly had an interest in him.
Yeah. Did this predate the rumor, or is this since the rumor spread and you were like, oh yeah, maybe I'll lean into this a bit?
A little bit of that, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't overly familiar with the devil and his work.
Yeah.
I knew some of his music.
Yeah. But you did bring him to the Debs, though.
The devil. I did. I didn't know he was the devil at the time, though. Such is the devil's wont. He will show himself up in attractive forms and take advantage of you. I didn't know he was the devil at the time. He was just a nice man with hooves.
Well, that's not what we heard.
Well, what did you hear?
That you were well aware it was the devil.
See, I'm getting confused now. This was after the rumour had already been spread.
This was before. This is what led me to, you know, start spreading things.
Okay, so it wasn't... Yeah, no. It wasn't out of nowhere.
No,
so.
I'd heard,
Let's bring on the devil because he has a take on all of this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, devil.
Hello, Louise.
Hi.
You met Louise when she was still in school and took her to her Debs.
Yes. She brought me to the debutante ball.
Yes.
I thought Louise was very charming. She had very idle hands.
And what made you want to go to... a Debs with her?
The raucous nature of a Debs.
Yeah, yeah.
The drinking, the debauchery.
Yeah.
I just thought it was very sexy.
No, the more I think about it, it's the perfect place for you, really.
Yes.
So you guys went on this one date or whatever. Did it go any further than that?
He fingered me a little, but that's about it. I mean,
right.
I am a gentleman, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I asked him to finger me. It wasn't like he did it first.
All
he did
consensual,
it first.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And that was that then?
Yes, well, yes. I tried calling. And you never answered.
Oh, no. Here we go.
This is awkward. Sorry, I didn't realise.
Yes.
No, look. God, okay, here we go. It's what you said on the night that put me off you.
And which was what?
Is that you wanted to ask Gemma instead of me, but you only went with me because Gemma said no.
Is that true, Gemma?
I think the devil should answer this.
Is that true? Sorry, I don't really know what to call you. What do I refer to you as?
Big D, I call him.
Big D, the devil.
The devil seems too formal.
Mark? Yeah.
Okay, we'll go. Yeah, Mark.
Yes.
Is it true that you wanted to take Gemma instead of Louise?
It's true. It's true. I asked a number of women and girls to go to the Debs.
Yeah.
But really, because it was their school, I had to be asked myself. And Louise is the only one who wanted to ask me.
You had to be asked?
I had to be asked.
Is that like
to invite me.
Yeah, like a vampire kind of.
Similar, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So can I just ask though, Gemma, was the real reason then you spread this rumour, was it actually anything to do with jealousy over this relationship?
No, I had the option.
You turned him down.
I turned him down, absolutely.
And you know I would have given you the best night of your life.
I don't know that. And I'd rather not know. Because how I have seen things unfold, and I know you two were in cahoots over my hamster Timmy. I know it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot that was part of it, actually.
It's an important detail in the story.
Yes, it's an absolute hook.
How could I, all sincerity... after what had happened, after kilos of petrol pumped into Tim.
There was two. It was only 2 kilos.
It's more than one.
And he was a rather large hamster.
Well, he was after I poured the two kilos into him.
It was a hard grave to dig.
Mark,
and I did it.
Are you admitting that you were complicit in that decision?
I was.
Okay.
I enjoyed looking at the hamster and I wanted him to join me in hell.
And is he with you in hell now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have Timmy.
I have Timmy.
I know where he has him as well. Richard Gere.
I have Timmy. I have your goldfish, Darren. I have your dog, Mavis.
Now, I have a question.
Down here with me.
Why are all these pets in hell? Is it to do with the nature of how they live?
The nature of Yes.
Okay, so they were kind of evil.
They were indeed. Yes.
How
yes.
dare you suggest my hamster was evil?
You know what he was like.
He was not.
There was a collection of wallets in his cage belonging to people who had visited.
Okay, so he was a thief.
He was a thief.
Yeah. Is that news to you, Gemma?
He liked the smell of leather.
Oh, okay. So you knew.
I did. I didn't see any harm in it.
Well, yes. it's thievery. I mean, if Timmy had stolen my wallet and burrowed it away in his hutch.
I didn't steal from him. The wallets remained in the cage. There was a lot of cash in those wallets and I never touched
it. No, one's accusing you of anything. I'm saying you were aware that, you know, he was a
complicit.
A wrongin.
I didn't touch it. I was aware he liked the smell of leather. Yeah, I didn't see the stealing. Yeah. It was just him filling
I suppose meat. It's not so much of a surprise that he went to hell, is what I'm saying.
No, it is.
As painful as it might be to hear it.
It's still a shock.
Yeah, okay.
It's still a shock to
no,
hear.
No, fair enough, fair enough.
And can I just say, how would her father accept you into the house? A man of God.
Well, he's a...
I sort of assumed...
A Man United fan, the same as you.
I also sort of assumed that Louise didn't live with her father, what with him being a priest.
Well, it was the Debs. I went round, I gave her a corsage.
And your father...
We took pictures.
Sorry, I'm just breastfeeding the kids here at the same time. Just a second.
No problem.
Stop it.
But Louise, you live with your priest, your father, the priest, openly.
Still, yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And he's still a priest?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Probably not after this, because this is the first anyone is ever hearing about any of this.
Okay.
But we'll cross that
bridge. Well, we haven't said any last names.
Carlo's so. Small.
Yeah, small. Yeah, in fairness. God, where are we? I don't know where we've gotten to. It seems like the rumours were not unfounded.
I'm just saying that the reasons I decided to spread that rumour is because I knew of the history of you know, Louise with the devil.
Yeah. Now, one thing that you mentioned your kids, one thing that occurs to me is you've had a lot of kids as a kind of indirect result of devil worship.
Sure.
Whether you were actually fully worshipping or not remains to be seen. Are these children satanic in nature? Like, are you responsible in any way for their...
Hold on. There was three different... Two?
Two.
Three.
Had to be two.
Well, no, there were three different guys, but I narrowed it down to two.
Yeah.
But there were two different guys. I mean, sure, one of them was wearing glasses and one of them had bumps on his head and the other one had hooves. But I don't... What are you trying to say here, Mark?
I'm saying... that it's very unusual for a woman to have two multiple births of such size and pregnancies as short as yours.
I was wondering about the timescale, right?
How
it felt
long
like...
is the pregnancies? Because it sounds like...
They were premature, sure. They were premature, but... I mean,
how many months?
2 months.
I heard a rumour. Premature or 2 months in there?
No, 2 months total for all seven. Yeah, all seven were in for 2 months total.
That's not...
Is that not...
No.
The nurses were quite shocked.
They're devil spawn.
They're devil spawn.
That's what you have. Now, sorry, go on.
I think there's truth in what I've said.
Yeah, no, can't fault you there, Gemma, to be fair.
Oh, no, I 100% killed the hamster.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it on purpose.
But no, more so that you are kind of in league with the devil.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't sure what point maybe, we're talking.
Maybe worship is too strong a word. More like you've been hoodwinked by the devil, I would say.
Yeah, well, after the date, I wouldn't worship after that.
We have had a no strings attached relationship.
Yeah.
Worship is very strong.
Because she didn't even know you were that heavily involved,
no,
I guess.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so look, you were wrong to spread the rumour, Gemma, it has to be said.
Well, was I?
Well,
look, listen.
Personally, I'm quite glad it's out there.
It's all out in the open now, so maybe it is for the best, Louise, in that sense.
And I have five beautiful children.
Well, you've seven.
No, only five beautiful ones.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
two of them are not
attractive.
Yeah, but they're also all devil spawn. Like, I don't know what that means for their futures. Like, are you... I don't know.
They've killed another dog. That's the fifth puppy. We're not getting another one.
Yeah, well,
sorry,
look, in fairness, like mother-like kids, they didn't lick that off a stone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's
they could have got that from
do.
You
they
as much
do
as...
like licking stones, though. That's another devil thing as well. Rimstone
specifically.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Mark, I just wondering if you have a plan with these kids.
Chaos.
Right. In any specific
way possible, yes.
Put them
out there. The town of Carlo will change irreparably. over the next 20 years or so, Dave.
Okay. For the better?
For the worse.
Oh, really? Jesus. That's bad news for Carlo.
Don't really see that happening, to be quite honest with you.
But... Some would say it's an improvement.
We'll see.
On how Carlo was.
Knock off your hamsters. That's all I'd say to people listening.
And your dogs. And your stones. Okay, guys.
And two of your children.
And your priests.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Thanks so much for phoning it in. We're talking
Call me.
My pleasure.
Call me.
We're talking about rumors. Simon is on the line. Simon, you heard a rumor about 5G and the Irish government. Is that right?
That's correct.
What was the rumor, Simon?
That 5G is going to turn everyone's bones soft.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have heard some other rumors about 5G, cancer, COVID, the COVID caused by 5G, or there's going to be 5G chips in the vaccine or something.
No, that's all very ridiculous.
That's frankly silly nonsense.
Yeah, stuff.
This bones thing, this sounds worrying.
The bones thing.
How did you come across this information?
I live beside a Vodafone shop.
Yeah.
Where they sell the phones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I notice my ring finger on my left hand is very wobbly.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So.
And you just jumped to, that's got to be the 5G.
I wouldn't say jump. I think it started when the phone shop moved in. I bought a phone. I got an upgrade. And then the finger started going.
So you got a 5G.
I got suspicious and I did my own research. So.
On the internet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the library.
Oh, okay. Libraries is like got a...
There's a great book called Floppy Bones and Pelvises by Dr. Robert Frost.
And this is a new book, presumably.
It's been around since the 70s, actually. Right. Yeah. So the concept of 5G has been around for quite a long time.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah, the 1G.
Okay,
so this is very worrying, if true. I want to bring on a spokesperson from the government, Melissa Smith. Melissa, you work in the communications department with Eamon Ryan. What do you say about these rumours?
I say now there's something you should take away from it, that some people have soft bones. And I actually myself have always had soft bones, and there's been no harm done to me.
There's
exactly. Well, why do you think you have soft bones? It's because you work with 5G all the time.
Well, no, my father is a cheese string.
He's a cheese string. Can you just turn your phone closer to your mouth?
Yeah.
Sorry, no.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the floppy bones. You know, it's hard to get the hand around it. Yeah. My father was a cheese string, and I, growing up, never had any hassle with having soft bones. Yeah. They used to use me as the skipping rope on the schoolyard.
Right, well, look at you. You had friends.
Well, look, if you had more friends, you'd have less time to investigate 5G.
You're lucky. Bad news for you that I don't have friends, because I'm onto you.
Well,
I know what you're doing.
Maybe if you had soft bones, you'd have more friends.
Well, yeah, this is what it's all about. We're being invaded. We're being invaded and replaced by cheese drinks and baby bells and
bop, baby bells. You know, you can't argue there. The facts are there.
Yeah.
I suppose what I'm still not sure about is 5G related, because it sounds like, from what Melissa is saying, that this is just a genetic predisposition.
It's genetics.
It's genetic in her case, but she wants to make everybody like her and like her.
I do know.
Lactose infused father.
I'm just wondering, Simon, if it's possible that, you know, one of your parents is...
One of my parents?
A bit cheesier than you were led to believe growing up.
No.
Is it possible that...
My dad is made of chalk, actually.
Yeah, but maybe...
Which is the polar opposite.
The exact opposite.
Opposites attract, so what's your mother there?
She's a human like me.
Right.
So if anything, I should have very brittle bones. But since Vodafone moved next door, since I got a Samsung 5G XS, my fingers come floppy. Mm. And I suspect one of my toes has as well.
What I'm saying is, who you think is your dad, and you've been told is your dad, who is a chalkier individual, maybe at some point your mother said, you know what, I've had enough of chalk and I want something a bit cheesier.
And that's, I
really, really resent that implication.
Well, look, it's not easy
really
to hear.
I really resent your implication that there's a correlation between 5G
and floppy bones,
because there is absolutely none. And I'm brought on, it's just by pure coincidence that I am also on the communications department, but I'm here today to tell you there is absolutely zero correlation between the two.
I disagree. I've done my own research.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all out there.
Well, can I tell you something? Yeah. I find it quite discriminatory what you're saying about people with floppy bones. You're saying as though it's a negative to have a floppy finger.
It is. In certain situations, it's extremely negative. It's not a good thing.
Give me an example.
When you're playing the keyboard, for example.
Yeah.
I'm in a synth pop band. We play all over the place.
Yeah.
We're a UB40 tribute act. We're UB42.
Okay.
Because there's only two of us.
Yeah.
And
you play some U2 stuff as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do so that as well.
It's U bracket B4 bracket 2.
Two. Yeah, yeah. So there's a great remix. We do a mashup of Red, Red Wine.
Yeah.
And In the Name of Love.
Oh,
so.
I'd love to hear that.
Well, Red, Red Wine, you know what goes well with that? Cheese. You get that from your mother, I'd say.
Well, come on now, Melissa. Like, you're a government official here.
Yeah, I think that's
you could
really
be a bit more professional in how you're treating Simon.
Yeah. Well, I felt attacked, is all I'm saying, because he comes out here with his big words.
Yeah, how does it feel? Because you've been attacking people who live beside phone shops for years and years.
I have not.
And softening their bones.
I have not.
So,
well, I have not. We have on the line your quote-unquote father, Declan.
How are we doing for things?
Good, Declan. You're kind of a bit, I suppose, chalkier than the average human.
Yeah, sure.
The average man. Mm-hmm. But Simon is your son.
I raised Simon.
Yeah, yes.
I did.
Yes.
I did. I raised him and I consider him my son indeed. Yep.
Yeah. But I suppose what I'm wondering is, and this is obviously a difficult conversation to have Simon on the call, Declan, is there any chance that you're not his biological father?
Don't do this to me.
You're going to have to give me a moment.
Don't
take
do
your
this.
Time.
As you
take
understand,
your, take
as you
your
understand,
time.
This is quite difficult for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
As a chalk-based life form, I do not have reproductive organs.
Oh, right.
Oh, this is the first Simon is hearing of it, and Simon, I'm very sorry now that this is how. Just that I made a promise to your
every
mammy.
Every memory I have with you.
I made a promise
nothing.
To your
it
mammy.
It means nothing now.
Hang on, Simon. He was still the man that reared you.
I may not be your father, but I am your dad.
Now, can I ask, when you took family photos, did you say cheese? Because were you, in that instance...
No, he said say chalk.
Oh, there you go. You hid it from him. You could have been honest in those years all grown up and told
him. The trip to Dover. Mm-hmm. A lie.
I wanted you to see your family. Your relations. That's all that was.
This man.
I rarely wore clothes around you. You should have been able to put two and two together, which your mother and I weren't able to do.
Can I just say, though, you had a job to raise this boy here to have friends, and you failed him in that. And if you had, he wouldn't be investigating 5G.
That's a good point.
I've always considered us best friends, to be honest. I thought that was enough for him.
Where do you stand on 5G? Surely you've a bit more brains.
Oh, I don't trust the 5G now, to be honest with you. But I didn't. In fairness, I was in my defence as well. I didn't trust the rotary phones either. The rotary phones. They cause car crashes.
Regardless of my parentage, I still get texts from people all the time saying that their bones have been softened by Vodafone shops, by Three shops, by O2 when it was a thing, by Meteor when it was a thing. I had a woman text me, she said all her teeth had gone soft.
How are these people finding you to know to tell you this?
I am very, very prominent in the Soft Bones Facebook group.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we're very
yeah,
proud
yeah.
of him for that. He set that up himself, so he did.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
by himself.
We have over 400 members.
Yeah, but look, the problem is, Simon, that there's a lot of stuff on the internet that just isn't frankly true. And just because you've gotten 400 people to believe your crazy nonsense doesn't mean...
It's not just me. It's Dr. Robert Frost.
He wrote a book in the 70s. I don't know that it's as relevant as it could be today.
I do have another confession to make.
What's that?
The people in your Facebook group.
Oh, no. God.
I am 395 of them.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to be closer to you, Simon.
Yeah.
Well, even then.
You've drifted away. I thought we were best friends. And I just want... I thought this would be... a way we could connect.
This is what I'm saying. You had a job to raise this child with friends, and you've become all of them. What chance did the poor lad? I actually feel a bit sorry for him now.
Again, in my defence, I am a piece of chalk.
You're supposed to be his dad, not his friend. No, you know, I get it. You want to have a close relationship with him, and probably more so because he's not your biological son. But you've gone about it all the wrong way, Declan.
Have I?
Yeah, pretended to be 395 people. That's not normal.
Right. So, it was 396, actually, now that I think of it. By the way, I can't go on the date next week. I'm also Jane.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But regardless, you're right. I failed you, Simon. Is there anything I can do for you now, Simon?
I don't know.
How can I make it up to you, son? Can I still call you son?
There was lots you did for me, growing up.
Yeah.
It was the hopscotch grids.
Remember that?
The tennis courts.
Yeah.
The lining the pitches before football matches.
Yeah.
The rubbing my hands together in your hands before I got on the pommel horse for gymnastics.
You wouldn't have been able to do without me, would you?
No.
Snooker, sure.
How many times did I chalk your cue?
There you go.
That's not a euphemism.
No. Can I ask now, do you know, was it a Cheddar she was with or an Edam? Because if you've only a little softness in you, it might be a Brie.
Or a Manchego from Spain.
She wasn't into the foreigners now, I have to say that.
You don't know who the biological father is?
We had an agreement. We had an arrangement that she could see as many cheeses as she wants, just as long as they weren't foreign.
Right.
So there'd be none of these Bries like or cheddar, Gorgonzolas.
An Irish cheddar.
Or a feta.
Yeah.
No. Irish cheddar, nothing else.
Well, look, I suppose that's a conversation for another day, Simon, I think, for you to take away and speak with your mother and maybe find out, you know, what kind of cheese you're dealing with there. But to Melissa's point, it's not all bad, you know? It's just something you got to...
adjust to.
Yeah, like maybe you won't play keyboard anymore. Maybe you'll switch over to...
being your own yo-yo. You can be your own yo-yo.
Be your own yo-yo. I mean, it's not a musical instrument, but it's entertaining.
No. Yeah, you know. I could do percussion, I suppose. Or
yeah, yeah.
I could be my own guitar strings.
There you go.
Yeah, now you're thinking outside the box.
Look, the future is bright.
Yeah.
Do you know, you're looking at this the wrong way. You've had a bad perspective. You've had a father who's failed you, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I think you'd admit that yourself.
I would now, in fairness, yeah.
You know, so you need to look at this on the flip side. There's so many positives to having soft bones, floppy bones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, the really important thing here is that 5G is not dangerous. Isn't that right, Melissa?
It's not for your bones anyway.
Yeah, it's not dangerous at all, though.
Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by Vodafone 5G, bringing you together. Vodafone. It's safe. And it's good. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks for phoning it in. As I'm sure you know by now, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
Come on, Sissy That Pod, let's get sickening!
Are you a fan of the Emmy award-winning show RuPaul's Drag Race?
Do you think about Roxy Andrews at the bus stop?
And do you belong in Party City?
Well, Sissy That Pod is the podcast for you. Join me, James, and my co-host, Keen.
Is there something on my face?
As we chat weekly about the runway realness, sickening shade, and backstage buffoonery.
That's right, whether it's new episodes of Drag Race US, UK, or All Stars. Sissy That Pod will spill the tea with a new episode for you within 24 hours.
So make good choices and subscribe to Sissy That Pod from the Headstuff Podcast Network, and we'll leave you gagging on our eleganza.
Now, let the music play.
Hello, do you want to support this podcast? If so, please tell some friends about it or post about it on social media. If you can afford it, you can also support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every single show on the Headstuff Network. That includes new bonus episodes of this show, which are released every other week. So please head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. My special guest today in the studio is a bona fide Irish country music legend, Pat McGee. Pat,
how's it going?
You're very welcome to the show.
Yes.
It's good to have you. I'm told you're very popular with the ladies.
I am indeed. My music is very popular up and down the country.
Particularly with women of a certain vintage,
absolutely,
shall we say.
Absolutely. 60s and over.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Why do older women love you so much, Pat?
I have a sex appeal and a charm that appeals to the older generation.
But what is it? What is it about your particular style of sex appeal or music that do you think that older women love?
I'm a man of contradictions. Okay, right. I am gentle, but I'm also rough. Mm-hmm. I am slow but fast. Mm. I am a myriad of different things that older women find attractive.
Lots of corduroy.
I'm a classic gentleman.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these days the girls are into the old e-boys and emos and rockers and all this side of stuff. Yeah, yeah. I'm just a man. Just a man that works his own farm, who plays his own music, who plays his own instruments, and makes love to his own women.
Now, what age are you, Pat?
70.
Oh, okay. So you're looking great on it. Jesus.
Thank you very
much. I thought
much.
You were much younger, man. So you're a bit of a throwback, but you're of a different generation, I suppose, as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you started in a show band called The Patty Cakes.
Yeah.
Pat McGee and The Patty Cakes. Why did you leave The Patty Cakes?
Differences around our creative process. Mm. The lads all got into synthesizers.
Synthesizers.
Yeah. I can't even pronounce
yeah, how am I gonna
those things. What
band?
Am I going to do?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
am I going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
And I play the kazoo.
Okay.
And I play the kazoo and the slide whistle and the triangle.
Lovely, yeah, yeah.
And one of the lads, he said to me, why does it have to be a triangle? It could be a square. And I walked out straight away.
Right, because a square is a bit more modern.
What would
it?
You be doing with that?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it wouldn't give you the same sound.
Not at all. No.
I feel like it would be a kind of a dull.
No, it needs to be an isosceles or equilateral triangle.
Yeah, or you're just not going to get the same.
Or it's mathematically, it's impossible to make that sound with a square.
Yeah, yeah. And you're obviously a great singer, of course. Like
that's
when you've gone solo, and it's all about that voice, those sultry, dulcet tones.
Yes, indeed.
Could you give us a few bars or something?
Surely.
One of your country classics.
My love is expendable to you. My heart is no good to you. My liver. Excuse me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Excuse me, sorry.
That was beautiful.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
But I go through all the organs.
All the organs. That's one of my favourites.
And we ended, we added the gallbladder after it was discovered.
Oh, and that predates the
absolutely,
discovery.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. When they discover new organs or cells, we add a new verse.
Yeah. So it's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. What's that one called again?
Take My Body,
yeah. Yeah, classic. Listen, I want to bring in, I suppose, some people from your history. So we have your old guitar player from the Patty Cakes, Oliver Cake. Oliver, welcome to the show.
How are things? Jane, you're good to be on, Div.
It's good to have you. So you're obviously still with the Patty Cakes. You're still going strong.
Oh, I am, to be sure, indeed. Yeah, I am indeed.
Have you kept the sort of electronic direction that you guys went in after you went your separate ways from Pat?
We throw in an old Moog every now and again.
Yeah.
We have the Casio, of course.
Yeah.
But we try to keep up with the modern trends.
But you don't consider yourself like an electronica show band, do you?
We wouldn't know. We'd be more traditional.
Yeah.
We'd more be doing the waltzes.
Yeah.
We'd love the old waltzes now. Mm. Now, as I said, we might throw in an old, we might have a guest rapper come in and throw down a few verses.
That's pretty modern.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but wouldn't, you know, we'd still keep it traditional. The themes would all be the same, yeah. You know.
Do you feel then like maybe Pat jumped the gun a bit by leaving the band when all you really wanted was a bit of Casio keyboard on the side?
All I would say is that people have heard of Pat and they have not heard of the Patty Cakes. I have endured.
That's a bit
my
harsh.
My success Pat. Continues.
Yeah, okay,
and
look,
Patty
you sold.
Cakes are playing christenings and weddings. I am playing arenas of 400,000 or 500,000 people.
Well, can I just say, Pat, that is pretty harsh to come out and attack.
Yeah, that's business.
Oliver's
music
work.
Is a business like any other business.
Yeah, but
and if you're not making money, if you're not selling tickets, you're not a good musician.
I thought you could just be a bit more magnanimous being in the position that you're in.
Do I have to be?
No, you don't. You don't.
By the way, we do sell tickets to the christenings now as
well. Yeah, of course.
We do. They're not just for the family. We do sell tickets for the christenings.
Aye, raffle tickets.
Listen.
They're still bought by the show going public, so they are.
There's no way the Patty Cakes would still be going this many years after their heyday if they weren't playing a few gigs and bringing in a few quid.
We do. We played the Palace. No, that's not an actual palace.
No.
That's the name of a pub in Ballinasloe.
Is it a big pub? Or?
It wouldn't be a big pub, no, okay. but be a solid, loyal yeah. Clientele.
Is the Palace kind of an ironic name there, or...?
It would be now because it's basically a shed.
A shed.
It is basically a shed.
Yeah.
There is a trough outside.
Yeah,
but still, it's a fine place. Yeah. Fine
Listen,
place.
You don't have to justify your success to Pat. Okay.
Well, I feel a little bit attacked now there, and I'm here on behalf of the Patty Cakes myself now. You
of
know,
course.
So I'm here on behalf of Benny and Jim and Porrick and Fanula and Fidelma.
Yeah.
And we're kind of, people say we're the Arcade Fire of the Irish show band scene because there's a lot of us.
Yeah.
There's also Jimmy. There's Jimmy Two.
Yeah.
There's Frankie Fourfingers.
Well, we don't need to go through everyone.
Well, I wouldn't want to leave anyone out in case they're listening. Do you know what I mean?
But we don't have all day. Sorry.
There's Fidelma's daughter. I can't remember her name.
Oh, really? You probably shouldn't have brought it up.
Probably shouldn't, but I didn't want to leave anyone out. Do you know what I mean? Unlike some people, I appreciate the members of my band. Do you know what I mean?
Well, look, Pat, you've obviously...
I'm not looking at anyone in particular now,
No, well, you're on the phone, so you wouldn't be
exactly.
looking at anybody.
But... I was, to be honest, I was looking at Fidelma's daughter and said, what's her name? What is her name? Fidelma!
Pat, would you ever, I don't know, just for nostalgia's sake, ever want to sort of get together with the lads from the Patty Cakes? And
I would rather die.
Okay, right, all right. Did they do something egregious to you?
They brought in the devil's music. I
just
remember.
Just because they went a little bit electric.
It's not a whole entirely electric.
Right.
Right, okay. There was one day they came back, they went to Germany, five of them. And they went to see Kraftwerk. And they all came back wearing leather jackets and sunglasses.
Okay.
And they said, we're changing everything up.
Right, okay.
And they said, you're not going to be the singer anymore. You're going to play essentially a button accordion.
Oh, okay.
But it was electric.
Okay.
It sounded awful.
Right. And you weren't having that.
I wasn't doing that at all. Okay. I wasn't going to let down the many women, men and children who loved us over the years.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do that to them.
Right. Well, you stayed traditional and you had all that success. So I guess it's hard to fault you in your decision. But maybe if you had a stay with the Patty Cakes, you know, that voice that you have, you know, maybe the whole band could have been a big rock and roll success.
It could have been a disaster as well.
I think it could have been a disaster. Success now, to be honest with you. I have to say, Dave, I think
but don't keep going on about the details because it's a little bit depressing.
You don't want to hear about...
No.
Because I haven't mentioned the band members who have died.
No, Jesus.
We
don't want to do that.
Are you sure?
No, people will switch
Fidelma's
off.
Father, after all.
He passed away?
Should I not mention him?
No, you have now. Just leave it at that. Let's bring on an old a fling of yours, Betty, who wants to reconnect. Betty, how long were you and Pat together?
17 days.
Okay. I thought it was maybe a bit more substantial than that.
No,
sorry.
They were the best days of my life. I'll tell you that. I was such a fan of Pat.
Okay.
From the moment I saw him with the Patty Cake. Now, I thought it was a bit harsh to say we wouldn't know the Patty Cakes without you. My grandkids sing Patty Cake, Patty Cake.
Oh, well, yeah. That was one of those.
That was it. Patty Kate Baker's Man. It was a big hit. Yeah. It was a big hit back then.
I didn't realise that was... I thought that was even older than the patty cakes.
Oh, the classic Mandela effect.
That's something we can agree on now, actually. Yeah,
That was a great hit.
It was, and I knew all the hits from the early ones. Wet as an Otter's Pocket, that was one of my favourites.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then when Pat went solo, I'll cut your toenails if you cut mine. It's the one I play. We played it as our first song, first dance at the wedding, and I married a man called Pat because I wanted it to be Pat.
As in you specifically chose someone called Pat so that you could kind of pretend that it was Pat?
Absolutely, Dave.
Right. Can I ask you this? Who played your wedding?
You know right well who played my wedding.
How far
Fidelma,
you?
On her own, as That's a solo.
That was hers. Was hers. Yeah. What was her name again? The daughter's name? Was the daughter there? I'll ask someone else. It's grand. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Yeah. So this Pat that you married, is he okay with the fact that you're such a huge Pat McGee fan?
He was initially. He was initially. Because I didn't tell him. He wasn't aware of the whole.
Right.
I had a shrine, but I kept it hidden.
Okay.
It was in the spare room. And Pat wasn't allowed into the spare room.
Right. Yeah. Know? And he never wondered about that? That's a real red flag.
People were less curious back then, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't ask questions.
If you just said...
If there was a room in your house you weren't allowed into, you didn't go in.
Yeah.
You didn't do it. And that's what's wrong with this generation.
Oh, everyone just
asking too many questions.
Go into any room they want. Yeah,
that's it.
It's hard to argue that.
Yeah. He had to be more into the biscuits. You know, if he had a tin of biscuits, that's...
He'd be set. Okay.
They were a simpler time.
Simple man, simple pleasures. Yeah. This is your Pat now, not Pat McGee. Yeah.
I don't like biscuits myself now.
I know that.
Really?
Or cakes, for that matter.
I know that, Pat.
Like Oliver?
Like Oliver.
I see what you did there. Very good. That's why you're a great lyricist now, because you're very good with the words.
He's sharp with the words.
Yeah, fairness to you. I'll give you that.
I want to go back to Betty. I'm just intrigued with your Pat. How did he find out about your obsession with Pat McGee?
Well, one of the biscuits rolled in the hall into the spare room.
And he went to get it. And it wasn't the door. The door wasn't locked.
No. That, as Pat said, there were simpler times where you didn't ask questions if you were told not to go into a room. You didn't need a lock.
Didn't even lock. Yeah.
Didn't need a door.
Nobody locked their doors. There was no handles on doors in India.
Yeah.
My house at home just had beads.
Oh, I remember beads. I remember it well. Those 70s. The bathroom sure had no door at all. Could watch it.
Now, is that why it had no door? That's just an aside.
That was the way I lived my life.
Yes, yeah.
Out in the open. Everybody knows everything about me.
Yeah.
We picked that up on tour, though. We were up doing a gig in Donegal, and just that's all they had on the doors up there. So
what?
You pick things up, the beads.
Oh, the beads. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Well, I suppose in the bedroom it became apparent because I'd forever be saying, Pat McGee.
Yes, and he thought you were asking him to do something, but actually you were saying the name. It was convenient, I suppose, that you were able to get away with that.
Yeah, because initially when he saw the shrine, he didn't even think too often, didn't put two and two together, really. It was only after saying Pat McGee in the bedroom that he thought maybe the shrine might have something to do with it.
What did he think when he saw this shrine, though? Assuming it had loads of pictures of Pat and he didn't immediately go, this is worrying that my wife has all these pictures of this other man.
No, I mean, he has pictures of biscuits.
Right, yeah. But you knew he was obsessed with biscuits, I guess, is my point. Yeah.
Well, not to the extent that I did, you know. Dressing up as a Mikado for role play was fine, but, you know, when you're doing it every night of the week, it's tiring.
Okay, so when you guys split, was it, kind of more mutual, as in you were getting fed up with the biscuits thing and...
Well, look, it was his house and everything, so I had to try and relocate and I had... the shrine with me.
It was a practical... The shrine in his house and then told him don't go into that room.
Absolutely.
Wow, that is... times have changed, I guess. Yeah.
I was dedicated to Pat McGee always. Yeah. It was always you, Pat.
Okay, well, look, I want to talk about the 17 days then.
Yeah.
What... Obviously, you were big into it, Betty. What happened, Pat, that it didn't last a bit longer than
that? Well, we did a tour of Clare. And we went the whole way around and we went from the Hinch to another town in Clare. And Betty was there. She met me in the Hinch and she had a surfboard under her arm. And she said, do you want to go out surfing? And we didn't do much surfing, Dave.
Okay.
I laid her down all right.
Yeah.
And we had 17 days vigorous lovemaking. Vigorous. Blisters, everything. But that was the way I lived my life. Fast, furious.
Right.
You know?
And it was just, I suppose you were living that kind of bachelor lifestyle.
That's it.
Of,
that's
of
it.
A, of a famous
that's
singer.
She was an attractive woman, Dave.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
You know?
And was she, I still am.
Was she older then? Because I know you've always had, the older women have always had a thing for you. Was she older than you at the time?
She was a young, young thing. She was about 45.
Oh, yes, by your so standards.
That'd be younger than I'd go for normally.
Yeah, yeah. Betty, you must be, what, like 90 or something now, are you?
92.
Yeah. Did you ever remarry?
No.
So you're on your own now.
I've spent the last number of years trying to track Pat down.
Oh, really? Okay. So you're hoping to reconnect?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I was going to put you on the spot here, Pat. Sorry. Would you like to meet up with Betty again?
I suppose I would. It's hard. I know what she's talking about, tracking me down. I don't have an address, you see. Yeah. I live in the van and I go round and I'm paid in cash.
Okay. You live off the grid, basically.
That's it. I have no mobile phone, nothing, which is why I'm in here today.
Yeah.
I mean, and not on the phone.
I never forget in lovemaking, you would just scream, cash is king. But that's now it makes sense.
I'd get the bed and I'd cover it in money.
Yeah.
I'd cover it in money and I'd lay whoever it was down. You know?
Yeah.
And I'd put the money in my mouth.
Okay.
And I'd play it like harmonica.
Okay.
It was tricky with the coins, though.
It was, but coins are small. You can put them in different places.
Yeah,
you put them in plenty of places.
Yeah. And they're more durable than paper money.
Well, that's one of the principles of money, is that they're durable.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be divisible, durable, and there's another print. I can't remember the other.
Another D?
Aye.
Well, listen, I have a confession to make to you, Betty. Is part of the reason I got you on was because of Pat. And the other reason was because Oliver actually had a crush on you back in the day. And when you hooked up with Pat, he was still with the Patty Cakes. Oliver was there in the background and he never forgot you. So he was actually hoping if you'd be interested in meeting up with him.
Oliver, I'd like to hear the words from your mouth on this.
Well, you would you?
I'd like an explanation.
Well, Jesus, Betty, I mean, I don't know how you didn't know how I felt. I was at half mast most of the times I was with you. The times you were on the bed full of money, who was under it? I was always there, Betty. And you know, you wouldn't look at me. And I just, but we always had a connection. And I was just wondering, could we rekindle the spark? Could you rekindle the spark, Betty?
I don't think a restraining order is rekindling a spark. I think it's quite necessary after the years of hassle. I'm not sure if you're aware, Dave, the years of hassle I've had from this man.
No, I wasn't.
Did I not mention that before?
In fact, I thought this was going to be news to you. I didn't realise he'd been harassing you for years.
And he comes onto this station trying to now portray it as a big surprise and a display of affection.
Yeah.
I just thought I was trying to be a romantic there. No, but... You were serious about the restraining order.
This has backfired badly on you, Oliver.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm pretty embarrassed
for you.
Oh, I'm not embarrassed in the slightest. No, I think I'm happy enough with this now. You were serious about that, were you?
I was.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back there?
Turning up at the funeral of my grand-aunt.
Right.
To sing a song.
First of all, I was booked. And second of all, I wanted to see the grand-aunt of a 92-year-old woman. Because they don't usually last that long. So I was intrigued more than anything. So that was the main reason I was there. But seeing you was a bonus.
Well, were you booked, though?
I was booked for another gig on the day. So technically I was booked, but not for that. Not for the funeral, in all honesty, no. But
no, look, you're embarrassing yourself, Oliver. Yeah. I think
I wouldn't agree.
You've come on the show. You can see why I
made the decision I made.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's got anything...
I think it's very relevant, actually.
Well,
yes,
I've got a question for you though. Why was he under the bed with the money on top?
That was the way it was, Dave. you had one bed in the house, and everyone slept in it.
Oh,
all 14 of the patty cakes were in the one bed.
Okay, yeah, well, we're all there. Yeah.
We're all there, and if ever I brought a woman back, I would say, "Look, there's 14 people in that room there. Okay. Yep. Do you still want to come in?"
There was Jimmy.
And Betty said,
"There was Fidelma."
Aye.
There was the others.
No, we don't need
everybody. So if I was making love, the band would get under the bed.
So oh, if you were.
If I was,
as
yeah.
a kind of courtesy.
That'd be it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fair enough.
I experienced it, and I have to say it was nothing but, you know, all above
board. Above board.
You know, we were respectful.
But they were above board. Beneath the board, yeah. But apart from that.
Yeah. Oh, you were under.
They were under low. Yeah, well,
there was like a little, like a hideaway kind of.
It depended on where you were. Sometimes maybe an old crawl space or an attic or.
Yeah, yeah.
A window or something.
Well, no, so, it,
it had was, a bit more privacy then.
Yeah. But you know, and I mean, as Pat suggested, you know, they were quite intense sessions we had, that it was helpful because they could go get us water when we needed it.
Okay, so we don't want to get too.
And they could hold the bed. Sometimes they'd break the bed and they'd hold it up so the slats wouldn't break.
Pat's hips of iron, just they.
Yeah. I don't want these visuals in my head. I'm afraid we're out of time. Oh, how unfortunate. Oh, just as things were really heating up. I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Michael Farai, Justine Stafford and Dermot Ward. Folks, do you have anything you want to plug, Michael? This is going to be going out on December 5th.
Oh, December 5th. Mm. I don't actually. Just follow me on my Instagram and TikTok, actually. I'm trying to grow my TikTok following. I'm at Big Dirty Fry on all platforms, so I don't have anything major to plug at the moment, which is nice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm going to the same boat because Christmas is coming, baby, and I want a holiday.
All into the holiday season. So, do you guys want to plug your podcast?
No.
Our podcast is called Substantial Media, but it's kind of on a hiatus at the minute. But you should go check
all of the episodes are available to listen to whenever you want them.
Yeah, totally. But other than that, I'm on social media, on Instagram and Twitter. And TikTok.
Oh, sorry, I do have something to plug. I have an album on Spotify that I released last week. So,
just a new album.
Sorry, it's Viral Bangers and Internet Mash Volume 2. So it's all the songs that I had released on the internet that hadn't been on Spotify previously. So Pint Man, Coffee in the Morning, all the hits.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there you go.
Dermot, do you have anything to plug?
God, no. No, absolutely not. My career's in the doldrums at the minute. I'm thinking of giving everything up.
Well, thanks for your honesty.
Yeah. Anyone got any gigs going for me? Do you want to hire me for literally anything at this point? I will play a funeral at this point, if anyone wants to.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, guys. And thank you to the Heads Up Podcast Network for having us, and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
I was crying.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.